Gamblers in Queensland lose more than $5 billion Australian. Newly published figures reveal that gamblers in Queensland lost more than $5 billion Australian during the 2022-23 financial year, an 11.3% increase on the previous year. 63.2% of losses on electronic gaming machines. The figures were released by the Queensland government and show that electronic gaming machines are responsible for $3.2 billion Australian in losses, or 63.2% of the total. Sports betting resulted in $313.8 million Australian dollars of losses, lotteries $642.1 million Australian dollars, and casinos close to $800 million Australian dollars. Yvette Doth, Queensland's Attorney General, said that the increase is concerning and that there may be several reasons for it. In response, the government is introducing new measures to combat gambling harm, including allocating $7.8 million Australian to Gambling Help Queensland in the state budget and ensuring regulations such as the minimum spin rate of 3 seconds per game in club and hotel gaming machines is enforced. Related: Queensland Office of Liquor and Gaming, OLGR, has fined Star Entertainment. Furthermore, since July, 97% of Queensland venues have been obeying the obligatory 6-hour shutdown period starting at 4 a.m. The government is also working to make cashless gaming mandatory for any transactions greater than $1,000 Australian in Queensland casinos. Calls for more action. Carol Bennett, the CEO of the Alliance for Gambling Reform, has called for the government to do more to protect vulnerable players. Quote, "These are extraordinary figures at a time when we know that people are doing it tough. We suspect people are trying to get their money back by gambling and trying to get in front of the curve when things are so tough. At the end of the day, we need to see both the federal government and the state governments really make this a national priority." Carol Bennett, Alliance for Gambling Reform CEO.